William Morrow and Harper Audio present Circling Back to You, a novel by Julie Tu, performed by Natalie Nottis and Ruben Wee.
To David. Chapter 1. Cadence. December. Cadence could not be late to community service. It didn't matter as much whenever she showed up 10 or 15 minutes late to work. After 5 years of late nights in the Prism Realty office, she felt entitled to give herself a few more minutes to get ready in the morning. But today, Cadence woke up, slapped on some eye cream, and ran out the door because she had enough decency to show up. She checked her phone. Almost on time for community service. For months, HR gently reminded Cadence that she still had a paid day off to volunteer, and if she didn't use it before the end of the year, she would lose it. Okay, getting paid while performing free labor sounded like an oxymoron to her, and it was perhaps morally compromising to be pressured to do good, not out of the kindness of their hearts, but for the sake of thinly veiled corporate PR. Still, spending her Friday packing food boxes for the needy was more appealing than tackling her hemorrhaging inbox and warding off brokers trying to close deals before the new year. Cadence's prism polo shirt chafed her skin as she jogged. It had a minimal design with the company's logo of nesting triangles stitched on the front pocket, which aimed to provide an approachable yet professional appearance. She'd never worn it before and found it buried behind much prettier blouses. It was given out 1 year in a misguided attempt to build morale. The thought being that having hundreds of employees wear the same black shirt at company picnics and team-building activities would create a sense of unity. Honestly, the higher-ups put too much faith in an unbreathable yet moisture-wicking shirt. When Cadence walked through the doors of the food bank, she found herself feeling lost. Holiday music boomed over the enormous warehouse brimful of volunteers, decked out in garish sweaters, weaving through pallets of produce. There didn't seem to be any rhyme or reason to the madness. It was like Santa's workshop, but instead of toys, there were yams. Crates and crates of yams. Cadence checked her phone as she caught her breath. She swiped away the calendar notification reminding her that she was supposed to arrive 9 minutes ago and tapped on her work email. There were probably instructions in her email confirmation. She might have known if she had actually read it. Hello? A woman wearing a San Francisco Marin food bank jacket approached Cadence with a clipboard. I'm Gabby, the volunteer coordinator. I can check you in. Who are you here with? Cadence relaxed her shoulders, relieved that she didn't have to scour her unread emails. Prism Realty, she answered.
Last name?
Lim. Gabby flipped to the third page, turned the clipboard around, and tapped on Cadence's printed name. Can I have you sign on this line, and then I can walk you over to your group? Cadence scribbled on the line next to her name. She scanned the list before returning it, checking to see who had arrived before her. Just as she saw his name, Matt bellowed from across the warehouse.
Lim!
He waved both arms to get Cadence's attention, as if she could miss him. In the years they had worked together, she'd grown accustomed to seeing Matt in suits, tailored to fit his lean body. But today, Matt Escania, Prism Realty's top-selling broker, had literal bells on, jingle-jangling on his garland green sweater and topped off with a red Santa hat. When she acknowledged him with a single wave, Matt gestured at the empty spot next to him at the end of a row of foldable tables that were set up for an assembly line. Cadence ignored the fluttery feeling in her stomach, blaming it on the light breakfast she ate that morning. She thanked Gabby as she handed back the clipboard and excused herself, crossing the warehouse floor, greeting her colleagues along the way. There was Sonia Bott from accounting bagging carrots, Kevin Lewis, fellow analyst, who silently nodded when she said hi. Apparently, he was still annoyed after the
sample complete. Ready to continue?